Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Voting is something Americans have been doing and teaching our children to do for generations. It is our civic duty in a democratic society to exercise our right to vote, and a privilege to cast a vote for those we want to represent us in seats of policymaking power. Oregon law requires voters to select only one candidate for each office on the ballot. The candidate with the most votes wins, even if not a majority. But if Measure 117 passes in November, voters will have more options on the ballot to choose from and more decisions to make. Joining the exchange to help us better understand Measure 117, also known as ranked choice voting, is Flavia Franco. She leads Southern Oregon Food Solutions. Welcome, Flavia.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is Blair Bobier, the Senior Policy Advisor for Oregon Ranked Choice Voting. Welcome, Blair.
Thanks for having me.
So, Flavia, let's start with you. Before we talk about Measure 117 and ranked choice voting, tell us about you and your background.
Well, we moved to Ashland in 2017, and I have been active in several community groups here in this region: Bellevue Grange, Southern Oregon Climate Action Now, Ashland Climate Collaborative, Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance, and then Southern Oregon Food Solutions as well.
Well, you're pretty active. You said we moved.
Yes, me and my boyfriend, Kerry Tronson.
Okay, so you've been here since 2017.
Yes.
Okay. And Blair, you're the Senior Policy Advisor for Ranked Choice Voting, but what's your journey to that position?
Well, I came to Oregon in 1985 and actually moved here to go to law school. And so I've been a member of the Oregon State Bar since 1988. I've done a lot of public interest legal work, and I've been advocating for ranked choice voting since somewhere in the 90s.
Okay, so you're an attorney, and Flavia, you're an activist.
Yes, retired volunteer, yes.
Okay. So, Blair, explain the basics of Measure 117.
Sure. So we like to think this is just simply a better way to vote. And what Measure 117 does is makes a simple improvement to our elections. It gives voters more voice and more choice, and also ensures that candidates are elected with the widest support possible. So what the measure does is it gives Oregonians the option to rank candidates in order of preference for statewide and federal offices. So you get to choose your favorite candidate, and you choose backup candidates as well, backup choices. So this gives us more say in who the winning candidates are going to be. As you pointed out in the introduction, current Oregon law does not require a majority of the vote to win. So that means we wind up seeing elections, particularly in primaries where there's a lot of candidates in a crowded race, where someone can emerge as the winner with, say, 20-some percent of the vote. And what that means is that 80% of us are voting for losing candidates, and that turns democracy topsy-turvy. The candidates who win should have majority support from the community, and that's what we're trying to do with Measure 117.
So what I understand is that we'll get to vote for our A team and our B team.
That's right, and your C or D team, too, if you want to do that. And the more rankings that you use, the more power that your ballot has. And I think it's important to know that this is not something that's new. It's used all over the country. Maine and Alaska use this for their statewide and federal elections, and it's used right here in Oregon. I'm in Benton County, and we started using it in 2020. We adopted it in 2016. And then after we got it adopted as a citizen-led initiative, the Corvallis City Council voted to use it to elect the Corvallis mayor and the city council. So we have lots of experience with this way of voting.
Okay. So, Flavia, why do you care?
Well, I and the groups I represent want a stronger democracy, and we want more citizen engagement because there are a host of problems that we need to solve. And in the world, there's 8 billion of us potential problem solvers. But that doesn't happen without an educated society and without citizen engagement. So ranked choice voting is a way to increase that. We think it will increase voter turnout, and it will also change the way that candidates conduct their campaigns and the way they conduct themselves in office, because they're now trying to win over a broader portion of the population rather than just catering to their base or their campaign donors.
How does that affect us here in Southern Oregon? You mentioned there are problems, there are challenges. What are the problems or challenges that Measure 117 will address?
Well, climate change is a primary concern of mine, and I'm concerned that we're not doing enough to combat climate change. And food insecurity is also a concern. There are approximately 400,000 people in Oregon that are food insecure. And we could solve that problem if we worked together. And so having a stronger democracy and having issues come up that we can solve, that are solvable to us, and if we face them together and we acted accordingly, then we could solve those problems. I'm currently working on community composting, and that does involve citizen education. And I think education is key.
Okay, well, electing policymakers into the office that care about those issues is part of what Measure 117 will help.
Right, and it's not necessarily a one concern for one party and not a concern for the other. These 400,000 people don't identify as party first, they identify as people first.
Okay, my guests today are Flavia Franco, who leads the Southern Oregon Food Solutions, and Blair Bobier, the Senior Policy Advisor for Oregon Ranked Choice Voting. Both are in support of Measure 117. Blair, ranked choice voting is already being used in parts of the state, as you mentioned before, just not statewide, right?
That's correct.
And so what happens if the voters elect to have Measure 117 statewide? What changes?
So if Measure 117 passes this November, we'll have 4 years to get geared up for our first ranked choice voting election statewide and for federal offices. The bill will go into effect for the first election in 2028. So we'll vote for president, U.S. senator, and our congresspeople, as well as for governor, treasurer, secretary of state, attorney general, and the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. All those offices will be elected using ranked choice voting. And as we said, voters will get to vote for their favorite candidate and then be able to rank their choices in order of preference.
Okay. But that's a lot of choices on the menu. And I know when I walk into any type of restaurant that has a lot of choices on the menu, it takes me a while. How long do you think it's going to take Oregon voters to get up to speed on this? Is there some sort of education program?
Yes, absolutely. So included in the bill is a provision for a robust education program directed by the Secretary of State's office, and it will be conducted in English as well as in the five most commonly spoken languages in Oregon, in addition to English. And I want to emphasize that it's really very simple for the voters. It's 1, 2, 3. You just pick your favorite choices, rank them in order of preference. And what we've seen here in Benton County and in a lot of other places that use ranked choice voting is that voters like it, they find it very easy to use, and they prefer it to over our current methods of voting because it gives voters more voice, more choice, more ways to express their feelings about government and how it should be run.
Well, Flavia, Blair makes this sound pretty rosy, fairly easy.
Yes.
And yet there are people against it. So why are there people voting against Measure 117? And I might add, it's falling along political fault lines. Democrats and Republicans. It's also falling along racial lines. Mm. Why?
Well, I would think that ranked choice voting increases voter education and it increases voter turnout. So I'm not sure why you would be against both of those things. And I would say that for people who say it's too confusing, it's very simple. If you took the voting process outside of politics, let's say you tried to come up with a new product name and you're a working group, and you brainstorm, you come up with the five five choices for the product name, and then you rank choice everybody's vote, and then whichever product name garners the majority of the votes, that's the winner. And it's a very simple process. I think having the two parties and which positions and which candidates does make people run away and say it's too confusing, but really the basic principle is very simple.
Well, it sounds simple, but yet there's opposition. Blair, you mentioned educating the voters, and if we're talking about educating the voters in schools and throughout communities, we're talking about costs, especially if we're talking in different languages, as you mentioned before. And the Oregon Association of County Clerks, they're against this. What's going on there?
Sure. Well, we've worked with the county clerks going back a number of years. And in fact, when Dan Rayfield and I filed the first measure in Benton County back in 2016, we went to the county clerk right away. That was the first person we checked in with even before we drafted the measure. It is simple to use. And my kid used to use it in his kindergarten class to pick their projects on project day. Maybe there weren't enough Lego pieces to go around, so you'd put Legos as your first choice and puzzles as your second or finger painting as your third. It's really easy to use. The county clerks are not against the bill. What they've said is that they want to express their concerns about it and make sure that there's a robust public debate about this. So this has been done, as I said, here in Benton County. And all across the country, from Maine to Alaska, Utah, Virginia, Minneapolis, it's done in so many places. And one of the reasons that we have delayed the implementation of ranked choice voting to 2028 is to address any concerns that may come up and to solve them with plenty of time before the first election.
Well, that does make sense. I believe that the Jackson County Clerk is part of the Oregon Association of County Clerks. And Flavia, do you know if the Jackson County Clerk is for or against or has concerns about Measure 117?
No, I don't know.
You haven't spoke to her?
No, I have not spoken to the county clerk.
Okay. Would you be willing to have that conversation?
Of course. Sure. I understand she's, Chris, I think it's Chris, is very good.
And I'd just like to point out that we have been meeting with, as I said, we've been meeting with the clerks going back to 2021.
Okay.
So we've got 4 years under our belts of good discussions. And as I said, their input has been very important into shaping the measure, including the four-year implementation timeline, which is twice as long as any other jurisdiction has had. Multnomah County, Portland, is using ranked choice voting for the first time this year. And the county clerk there, the director of elections, they had less than 2 years to put together ranked choice voting in the most populous city in the state.
So if the county clerks are not against it, but they have concerns, that's one issue. But the Republican Party is against it here in Oregon. Why?
Well, I think maybe that's part of the direction that the Republican Party has taken in recent years. I think if you look at some national think tanks that are basically comprised mostly of Republicans or of conservatives, they like ranked choice voting. And it is an ideologically neutral reform. If you live in an area that's predominantly conservative or Republican, then with ranked choice voting, you should be electing Republicans and conservatives. If you're in a more liberal area, then ranked choice voting will produce a liberal or progressive winner. What it does is it makes sure that the candidate who wins has the broadest support possible. So quite honestly, I find some of the Republican opposition baffling because it will benefit Republicans just as it benefits Democrats or any other party. It is ideologically neutral.
Well, we have about 1 minute left. Flavia, you get the last word on this.
Oh, great. Well, I am in favor, and I do think that if we want to progress as a society. We need to keep investing in education and find ways to keep people from getting discouraged and fed up with politics. And I think this is a way to engage more people into our political process, because it won't get better if less people participate.
Well, that's all the time we have for this segment of the JX. Thank you, Blair, and thank you, Flavia.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My guests were Flavia Franco, who leads Southern Oregon Food Solutions, and Blair Bobier, the Senior Policy Advisor for Oregon Ranked Choice Voting. Both are in support of Measure 117.